I wasn't just about to start a new writing project. I was about to start a new chapter in my life, and that's what I've documented here. Between the travel and the life-changing circumstances, this book is my Eat, Pray, Love, except it would be more accurately titled Drink, Drink, Drink. This book is the closest thing I've had to a diary since the Hello Kitty one I kept in fifth grade, which I used to write thorough reviews of Spin the Bottle, and it's by and large the most vulnerable I've ever been in public, which at first made me hesitant. But it's like they always say, you can't spell vulnerable without all rub even. By they, I mean me looking at an online anagram generator, but weirdly enough, that phrase actually ties the book together nicely. I started off solid like a rock, threw myself into a tumbler of mayhem, and came out feeling polished and smooth, ready to skip along any tough waters that came my way. Wow, did I just invent a beautiful metaphor? Someone call Oprah. I really do hope you enjoy this collection. I hope it makes you laugh on a beach somewhere, or say, oh, Lord of mercy, on a crowded subway train, or allows you to feel a little bit better about your own transitions in life. And if it doesn't, have no fear. I always have a drinking game incorporated to help give you a nice buzz during the process. So drink every time I mention a canceled TV show, name a snack item you could buy at 7-Eleven, reference a chain restaurant, or use a slang term for a reproductive organ. And also, like the first book, I am instituting a safe word for anyone related to me reading this.